Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. Once again, this is Winston Marsh. Yeah, it's been a while. How you guys doing out there, though? I hope all is well with everybody out there. And yeah, I took a break, you know. Season 1 ended with 6 episodes. You know, we had to regroup and come again for Season 2. And for Season 2, we have a whole bunch of interviews already lined up with a few interesting people from different businesses and backgrounds and professionals. So while Season 2 will be and will involve a few interviews, it will be, yeah, interesting, guys. So once again, thank you for tuning in and subscribing to Serious Thing, because you don't know. I hope everybody out there, yeah, how you guys doing, though? How you been, you know? 2019 is almost over, you know, like a week and so, almost 2 weeks from now, it's Thanksgiving, you know, we give thanks. So 2019 is almost done, man, you know, and just wanted to share with you guys today, you know, how you guys been, though? What's going on? What's going on in the world? How you been? Yeah, how's your life? How's your family? What's going on? It's been a while since we conversated. Well, not really, because I'm the one doing all the talking, but yeah, it's been a while, though. But thank you guys for tuning in and subscribing. Let me not blabber on and go on about nonsense, but yeah, welcome again to Serious Thing. And I wanted today to share with you or add some kind of value, you know, as we usually do, as I usually do for you guys, to your daily lives, and ask you about something that you, let's just say this, something that has been achieved successfully, or let's just say something that is achieved after a lot of hard work or effort. And that's what I want to talk to you guys today about, which is accomplishments or things you've accomplished or things you need to accomplish or things you need to get done. But before I get into all of that, I'll give a couple of shout-outs to Mr. Jan the Don, you know, another interesting cat who I'm going to interview on a very serious topic. It's going to be fun. So I hope for this next episode, you guys tune in, because it's going to be really good. I'm going to interview Jan the Don, and when he's on, I'll have him tell you a little more about himself. And I'm going to interview an upcoming model. His name is Claudio. You could follow him at Claudio, I think Claudio B on Instagram. And yeah, so before anything else, thanks again for everybody who have subscribed and just spread the word, you know, Serious Thing, something you want to listen to, you know, to add value to your daily lives, you know, on your way to work and in your free time, and just have a listen and enjoy. But is there anything you guys have not accomplished in 2019 as yet? I mean, I said earlier, the year is almost over, and you ask yourself, what have you accomplished? And I think I spoke about this in maybe 3 episodes ago, in free time. When you have your free time, what do you do with your free time? But now I want to talk about what you have accomplished. You know, and there's a lot of people who have, I think they're scared to do certain things, because I know for a fact there's a lot of you guys out there that have a dream or have something that you want to do, and you've put in the work and you want to do it, but you haven't taken that extra step to do it, you know, just like Nike, just do it. And a lot of people are afraid because they might, or they think about what other people might say about what they're doing or what they're going to do, and they haven't even done it yet, and they're worried about what the people are going to think. So just go out there and do it, man. I mean, I've accomplished a lot of things in my life. Let me give you a little rundown. Let's see, for example, when I was 20, I said to myself, by 25 I want to have my first kid, not have, but get my first kid, my first child. And I did accomplish that. And I'm happy about that. And there's a lot of things that we plan to do, and as they say, you know, when man a plan, God a wipe out, meaning you're planning things and then God has something different, and then what you planned may not have turned out the way you want it to. But things happen in life, and then that's how we learn from our experiences and go forward and make the correction. But I call that my bucket list. Things that I have done that I wanted to get done, and I've done it, and I've accomplished it through hard work and perseverance. And it's funny how some things happen for me. Like, I was in eighth grade in Jamaica, and I had a substitute teacher. And yeah, she gave me the name Slims, S-L-I-M-Z. She called me Slims, and it stuck. Everybody knows me as Slims. Yeah, man, Slims. Yeah, the boy Slims. Yeah, so she gave me that name, Slims. And she had an interesting thing that she wanted to do with the class. And she said, all right, everybody's going to come up one by one, and you're going to tell the class what you want to do when you get older. What are your career goals, or what do you want to become? And people went up before me, and when it was my turn, I went up and I said, you know what? I want to become an NBA player. When I get older, I want to play in the NBA. And everybody laughed and said, that's not going to happen or whatever. So I was like, you know what? All right, cool. But anyway, over the years, and it's an interesting topic, interesting story. While I did not make it to the NBA, I tell you this. Let me give you the story. So fresh out of college, I moved to Miami, and I'm here, and I got a job as a waiter. And a lot of you guys can relate. There's a lot of people out there that have done waiter jobs or become servers, you know, just for a little bit to get some extra money in your pocket. And while I was there, there was a lady that was there with another lady, and they were having a conversation. They were there for lunch, and I was a server who was going to serve them. So she stopped me and she said, hey, you have a certain look about you. You look like you're an athlete. I was like, yeah, I'm fresh out of college. I play basketball. She's like, oh, great. That's cool. I could see that about you. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I didn't think twice about it. I was like, all right, whatever. But anyway, so while I was there, my voice tripped out. While I was there serving her, she was like, hey, what's your name? And I was like, my name's Winston. She was like, cool. My name is, you know, she gave me her name and all that. And at the end of the day, she was like, oh, so I'm an agent and I represent people with talent, you know, and you look like you have some talent. I was like, okay. So she gave me her card, and I took her card and I looked at it. And I was like, all right, cool. I didn't take anything of it. You know, I was like, whatever, this lady just wants to make money or whatever. And I put her card in my top pocket, and I was like, all right, cool. And then before she was done, she was like, you know what, Winston, let me get your number, because I think you said you play basketball. And I was like, yeah. So I think I have something lined up. Let me get your number, and if anything comes up, I'll give you a call. So I gave her my number, and I was like, yeah, whatever. She's not going to call me. And then, yeah, I was very negative. I'm like, what? Yeah. And then the next day she called me, and I was like, hey, Winston, this is such and such. I have something lined up for you. You know, it's a Gatorade commercial. And it's with an NBA player who plays for the Miami Heat. I'm like, huh? So I was like, what? But yeah, just like that, it happened. And then through that, I've played with NBA players in commercials. I've met a lot of people, a lot of entertainers, singers, actors, actresses. And I'm grateful for that. And I can say, although I didn't make it to the NBA, that was the closest thing for me playing in the NBA and meeting these people and actually playing with NBA players. So that was a check off my bucket list or my accomplishment, you know, through hard work, through playing college ball, through the practices and becoming as good as I am with basketball. I won dunk competitions and all of that, but it just to say that, you know, I accomplished something that I set out to do. Didn't really go in the way I wanted to, but it happened so that I was happy about the outcome. And it happened. So if there's anything that you guys set out to do and you think you're afraid to do it because you're worried about what this person would want to say about what you want to do or whatever, nah, go out and do it. Just like Nike, just do it. You know, and look at Nike. I'll give you an example. Whenever you see a Nike commercial, are they advertising shoes? Have you ever seen them advertise shoes or whatever? Nah. They're showing people playing sports, and you know, they give you inspiration, and you wonder what Nike is about, and you go in the store and you see the shoes and all that and what they have to offer, and you know, their marketing plan is is crazy, man, and it works. But they brand their it's like branding and marketing. But anyway, but yeah, just like Nike, you go out and do it. You know, and then know there's a lot of people, and I've spoken to a lot of people who have dreams and have, oh, I want to come out with my own clothing design. Yeah, that was one of mine. And, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that, and they haven't done so, maybe because of finances and all of that. But I challenge you guys to go out and do it. You know, go out and set out to accomplish something that you work so hard for. You know, not your 9-to-5, because, you know, we need steady income to pay for bills, have somewhere to stay and all that good stuff, you know. But, you know, your accomplishments should be something that you've always, for me, dreamt about doing, worked up to doing it, or put in the effort and the hard work to doing it, and then you accomplish it. And you'll be, trust me, you'll be satisfied and happy, and, you know, you show gratitude, you know, pretty much to yourself as well, you know, that you have accomplished this. And I'm very grateful that I've accomplished a lot of things in my life. And 2019 is almost done. And I at one point wanted to become an actor too. And that didn't happen, but it happened in such a way that, you know, just by me doing certain things, I've accomplished a lot. And it's just weird how things work out for you. You set your mind to something and just do it, you know. It's really crazy how things really do happen. And I think sometimes it's just by the grace of God why things happen. But if there's something you guys haven't accomplished in 2019, take your time, man. Start it today. Start it tomorrow. 2019 is not over, and I challenge you to do something different every year. Try to accomplish something different every year. And that's my challenge to me too. So I'm going to tell you maybe by the middle of next year or soon what I have accomplished. And I have accomplished, and that's like a tongue twister, right? I have accomplished something. Let me speak proper and talk properly. Yeah, I've accomplished something that I set out to do, and this is podcasting. And I like doing it, and I have a passion for it, and I'm committed to it. So, yeah, that's what's it, man. Like, go out and try to accomplish something you want to accomplish in life. You know, what it is. What is it? You know, what is it that you want to accomplish? What have you accomplished? Yeah, please share, you know. Oh, yeah, my email is winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. You know, if you want to hear a topic, you want to hear me speak about a topic or interview, people within a certain topic. I mean, I have a lot of people lined up who are ready to, you know, interview and talk about topics that people want to hear. And I've gotten some very interesting topic. But this next topic, though, that I'm going to talk about through interview is going to be really good, and it's something you guys can relate to. But yeah, you can hit me up at my Instagram too, at slimz21, slimz21, and let me know what you think and how you feel about certain topics and accomplishments and all of that. But I hope you guys are good out there. Again, I don't want to waste much of your time. You might be going to work listening to this, or it's in your free time, you know. This is Serious Sting, where we talk about topics, you know, entertaining, you know, advising, and things about our daily life, you know, social norms and all of that. And I thank you once again for tuning in, man. I really appreciate that. All of you guys that are listening out there and have supported me and given me the go-ahead to say, hey, I like this, you know, I appreciate you. And you know who you are. Yonder Don, big up yourself. You know, the time is coming for us to have a sit down and a one-on-one conversation. You know, and tune in, guys. It's going to be fun. This guy is like, I like this guy. He's a funny guy. And I tell you the story when we do the interview. But again, thank you for tuning in to Serious Sting. This is Winston Marsh. Hi, hello goes a long way. Say hi and hello to somebody out there. They might need it. You never know. You might need it. So I'm saying hi and hello. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday, you know. And God bless. Remember, prayer changes everything. And once again, this is Winston. And I'm outie.